The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Jason Riley is an African-American columnist with the Wall Street Journal who believes government programs aimed at helping minorities actually do more harm than good.
Affirmative action, racial preferences are another example of a program that gets more credit than it deserves. No affirmative action program has ever come close to matching what blacks were doing on their own prior to the implementation of the program.
Recently, Riley has been part of a public flap involving Virginia Tech, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This is a story that appeared in the Roanoke Times, written by reporter Robbie Korth, about a controversy involving a conservative African-American columnist for the Wall Street Journal named Jason Riley, who a few weeks ago wrote a column saying that he had been uninvited to speak at Virginia Tech. He basically said Virginia Tech is caught up in political correctness run amok in academia. It was dominated by left-wingers who won't tolerate a different perspective.
The university says this is a product of miscommunication, and they say they'd be happy to have Jason Riley on campus.
Virginia Tech responded quickly, saying that this was all a misunderstanding, that there had been a process in place to select a lecturer for a Pamplin School of Business lecture series that they put on, and that Mr. Riley had been contacted by a professor who kind of got ahead of himself. There was actually a committee that later picked somebody else. But Virginia Tech President Timothy Sands apologized. He said, yes, it was Virginia Tech clearly invited Mr. Riley to speak based on the email he received, and therefore he will be invited, and they're trying to work out the details of that now.
Riley says he's happy with the outcome, and he'll be making arrangements for a trip to Blacksburg. David, our next story is about a proposal for a major development at Virginia Beach, and the question of whether the public will have to pay to use it.
This is a story by Tracy Parker with the Virginian Pilot newspaper, and it's about this commercial development that's proposed for the Virginia Beach waterfront. Virginia Beach Councilman Jim Wood has drawn a line in the sand saying if this project is going to be considered and going to have public funds flow into it, then it needs to be open to the public.
Specifically, the councilman says the public should have free use of the pier that would be a part of this complex, but there'll be more to it than that.
There's several attractions proposed for it. There's a giant Ferris wheel, and then there's also a surf hall of fame. And I assume there'll be separate admissions for those, but if folks just want to stroll out on the pier, I think that's what Wood is saying, that it should be open to the public.
David, if this does go through, it'll replace something that's been a lifelong presence for many people in Virginia Beach.
Currently, the city has a 65-year-old wooden pier that's open for fishing, but it does cost. It's $10 for adults and $5 for children and $2 for spectators. So there is a charge on the fishing port, the current pier. So it's not exactly sure how that would differ.
The project would cost $245 million. Developers have not said how much public money they'll ask for. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.